here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
The fallout from the Oprah interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry is everywhere, and Prince Charles is said to be in a state of despair. He is said to have stopped taking Harry's calls during what they're calling Megxit. Harry said of his relationship with William, his brother, that the relationship is space, but time heals all. there's one of the big issues, and what caused it was this idea of no security. So Harry, you may remember, did fight in Afghanistan against the Taliban, and at one point was threatened with having absolutely no security. So you can see why him and his wife decided to react to that, and they did have to accept the generosity of someone else who provided them with security for a couple of months. And this morning, from unseen footage, apparently, the Queen was too busy to see Meghan and Harry after they announced Megxit, which is the latest. That's unseen footage. Did not make last night's interview.
Right. There's so much to unpack with all
that. Oh, my lordy B. I didn't even get to the racist stuff.
Is there anything else?
No, mate. Well, there's plenty.
There's a lot.
I think we'd better move on.
Do we need to move on? That's the biggest thing. There's nothing else in the world that's worth considering.
Let's try.
Okay. Well, at the moment, Canberra is still in turmoil. We know that there's so many politicians hitting the hospital beds at the moment, blaming something or blaming something else.
Yep.
And what I enjoy about this that even Julia Bishop, the former foreign minister, I think she said it best yesterday.
Awesome.
She pretty much summed up what's happening there in Canberra. Mm-hmm. Have a listen. This is what she said last night.
Big swinging dicks.
What?
Have a listen again.
No, do we? What? Really? Hang on.
Big swinging dicks.
That's what she said about Parliament. Oh, I kind of agree.
Did she really say that?
She did. There's a group of politicians who remain nameless who throw their weight around.
Yep. They think they are men.
Big swinging dicks.
It's normally the ones that think they are that aren't.
Anyway, exactly.
That's what they call themselves, by the way.
Yes. Okay. Well, locally, there's a big Gold Coast development happening right next to Greenmount Resort.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a huge one, a luxury tower right next door to Greenmount, which means they're going to knock down all the beautiful old places around there, including the one that I used to holiday at as a kid every year for Christmas. All my Christmas memories are there. So it looks like Rainbow Bay in the southern end. They're starting to get the big towers, although Rainbow Bay's had quite a few big towers right there on the forefront.
The surf club, is it?
Up on the hill, so just over the hill of Marine Parade as you start going down. And, that's interesting because I think they're going to build it with ibis poo straight from the Tweed. Now, stay with me.
What?
I'm combining two stories here.
Okay. Is it like Render?
Yes, it is. That and all brand.
Okay.
Tweed Show Council, they said there's unfortunately the smell, the noise, and the unsightliness of a group of ibis. I think, which might be the plural of ibis.
Bird of the year only a couple of years ago.
Yes. Ibis is raining poo. They are. We've got a lot going on in this with the sound bites, aren't we? For this bit, aren't we? The thing I find, there's a lot of poo and the car park, and it's a childcare centre. So at the childcare centre, there's a lot of poo.
Put nappies on them.
But the funny thing is, I got to laugh because the childcare centre is called Freckles. So the eyeballs are relaxing their freckles
Double freckle.
A little too much.
And that is what you need to know.